I greet thou, the Lord. Your grace is abounding and your mercy is known this very moment, this very day. To heaven and earth. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. People from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you for who you are. We worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you for who you are. You are good all the time, all the time. You are good, you are good all the time, all the time. You are good, you are good all the time, all the time. You are good. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Our Father, who art in the heavens and in earth, hallowed be your name. Thank you. Your kingdom, O Lord, has come. And your word be done on this earth as it is in heaven. I thank you for having given us this day our daily bread and every spiritual blessing in the heavens, in Christ, in us, and forgiving us our trespasses as we also have forgiven those who trespass against us. And you lead us not into temptation, but hath delivered us from the evil one and consecrated us in your truth. Your word, O Lord, is truth. For thine is the kingdom and the power, excuse me, and the glory, both now and forever, in the name of your Son, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whom I have redemption, the forgiveness of sins to a thousand generations. Father, Lord, I thank thee. Amen. Touch my heart, Lord, and see if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me into the way of everlasting. For I have that I may not sin against you. I cast down any other word I have spoken. They shall not bring any harvest in my life or anybody else's life, and I forgive, Father Lord, if I have aught against any, and I receive my forgiveness from all sins and my cleansing from all unrighteousness through the precious blood of the Lamb. Set a guard over my mouth, Lord, keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not let my heart be drawn to what is evil. Don't let me so much as dream of evil or thoughtlessly fall into bad company, that I take part in wicked deeds along with those who are evil. Do not let me eat the delicacies of those who do, but let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. I receive from the Lord what was also passed on to me. My Lord Jesus, on the night you were betrayed, you took the bread, and after you gave thanks, you broke the bread and gave it to your disciples, and said, take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you. Do this in memory of me. as often as I eat my Lord Jesus' broken body and drink, I do so in remembrance of him. Thanking you for the love that the thief does not come except to steal and kill and destroy. But my Lord Jesus has come that we may have life and have it more abundantly. In abundance to the full till it overflows. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 For this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in him. For today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of good fortune. Lord, I beseech you, Lord, send now prosperity. Reverse, recover, reveal, renew, redeem, reinstate, replace, repair, bless. Restore, Lord, restore. Oh, my Lord Jesus, you are my Savior, my Lord, my King, and my faithful high priest, my Redeemer. You are my good shepherd, my intercessor, my friend, my blood brother. Excuse me. My bridegroom, you are the Lord of the harvest, the Lord, God of hosts. So I shall live and not die to proclaim the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh, praise the Lord, for he is good. His grace is abounding in his mercy. His tender loving care, tender loving kindness is watching over me throughout this day and forevermore, being willing and ready and willing to act on my behalf at any given time. His driving passion to deliver me for the law, the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us. As free from the law of sin and death, so under the precious blood of the Lamb of the cross of Christ, by Holy Ghost, resurrection power. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, arise, go forth and shine in splendor, I, God's beloved Son. For in Christ my light has come, and the glory of the Lord be upon me, to worship, to serve, to be willing, be ready, and whatever the Lord my God tells me, I do. Silence before him, all the earth. Abba. My Father, I thank you for my Lord Jesus Christ. My Lord Jesus, I thank you for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, my comforter, my advocate, my intercessor, my strengthener, my standby, my healer, my deliverer, my counselor, my confidant, my whatever I need you to be for me today. My very present help in time of need. I thank you for my life and Lord my God. I thank you for the blood. I plead the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ as I behold the strength of the right hand of God. Are not all angels, ministering spirits, servants, sent out in the service of love for the assistance of the Lord of hosts and I and us who are to inherit salvation? They hearken to the voice of his word to do his good pleasure. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, and because I belong to you, Father Love, mine is the kingdom and the power. Ours is the kingdom and the power and the glory both now and forever. So behold, the glory is here. Behold, the Lamb of God provides defeat for the devil, judgment on the wicked, redemption to the lost, eternal punishment to the unbelievers, and eternal inheritance for us is the Ecclesia. So by the blood of Christ, I curse all the plans of the enemy against us, a scatterbound family, household, households and ministries, lands and territories. And by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be the demonic spirits, the demonic strongholds, and strong men. And any other demonic activity that would come against us, the Scatterbomb family, household and ministries, any symptoms, germs, bacteria, viruses, fungal, anything that would harm us. They are, by the blood of the Lamb, cursed be them all. Their power and ability to still kill and destroy. And destroyed, be paralyzed and incapacitated in every way, shape, or form, and defeated in our lives, lands, and families, households, ministries, lands, and territories. Lord, in the dimension of the spirit, I've grabbed the hammer of the blood of the cross, and I crush the head of every demonic spirit that moves people against us. And I claim the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ as I behold the strength of the right hand of God's justice against our enemies, our adversaries. I claim the blood, for we are the redeemed of the Lord. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. In the name of Jesus, I clothe Andrew, Brian, Alexander, Stafford, and I, each one of our spirit, soul, body, mind, life, and our homes, and our streets, and our walls, within our palaces, our lands and territories, and everybody in them, with the precious blood of Christ for such a time as this. Whatever was sent or done against any one of us, this kind of wrong family, households, and ministries, they hit the bloodline, and by the blood of Christ that clothes us and that is completely insulating, protecting, preserving, and providing for us, be backfired and reversed and returned to whomever sent them. By the blood of the Lamb, as be any demonic, the seed of the serpent venom, implants, all the hidden deeds of darkness, and the Scatterbomb family, household, and ministry shall not be affected, infected, afflicted by any one of them in any way, shape, or form, wherever the light touches today, that we shall be delivered. Thank you, Father Lord, that by the blood of the Holy Ghost resurrection fire, that by Holy Ghost resurrection fire, who lives in us and never leaves us, fail us, or forsake us, and who is the fire by night and by day that surround us, we, this Scatterbomb family, household, and ministries, all these blessings have come upon us and overtake us because of what the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. He made us heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, the kings and priests for our God, and we shall reign on the earth individually and all as a whole. We, this Scatterbomb family, households, and ministries, are favored in the city and favored in the country. Fruitful are the fruit of our womb, the produce of our soil, and the offspring of our livestock, the issue of our herds, and the young of our flocks. Multiplied our grain bin and our kneading bowl, replenished our bank accounts, renewed our springs, our rivers, and our lakes. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father Lord, that you protect us from any influence that he, the Satan, the devil, or his minions try to exert. Thank you, Father Lord, that for having translated us, this Scatterbomb family, household, and ministry, from the dominion, the kingdom of darkness, and brought us into the kingdom of the Son of Love, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins to the thousand generations. And So I know I am accepted in the Beloved. I am my Beloved's, and my Beloved is mine. I belong in the Beloved. So in the name of Jesus, Father love, I believe I receive my daily bread, every spiritual blessing in the heavens, in Christ, in me. Thus I know and understand fully and clearly, even in the same manner that I have been fully and clearly known and understood by love. So Father love, for the beauty of your love, I thank thee. I thank you, Father love, for keeping my heart tender toward the Lord and the leading of the Holy Spirit, and for increasing in me a hunger and thirst for your word with a reverential fear and awe of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Whatever the Lord my God tells me, I do it. So lead on, good shepherd. I will follow fully. So help me, Holy Spirit. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. I honor the Lord with my body. Lord, my love, I trust. Lord, my Holy Spirit, in you, I breathe, I move, and I have my being. And in you, I will forever be. My Lord Jesus, you are my life and the length of my days. Father love, you hold in your hand my breath of life and my ways. So I trust in you, Lord my God, and I entrust myself to you, the Lord who judges justly, my defender, my advocate, my doctor, my healer, my El Shaddai, my Jehovah Yireh, my recompense, my security. The Lord is here. He will not allow my feet to get caught in a trap. Thank you, Father love, that you have wiped every tear from the eyes of us, the Scatterbound family, household and ministries, lands and territories. Good morning, ma. Lands and territories. There'll be no more death or mourning, wailing or pain. The old order has passed away. For my Lord Jesus has defeated death, hell, and the grave, and has set our feet upon the rock of our salvation. Of our salvation. Therefore, there'll be no breach in our walls, no exile, no outcry in our streets. We live in peaceful dwelling places, in secure homes, in undisturbed places of rest, in restful gardens. Though hail flattens the forest and the cities leveled completely, how blessed are we, this Scatterbound family, household, and ministries, sowing our seed by every stream and letting our cattle and donkeys range free. So in our means among us, not even a dog can growl at us, that they may know how the Lord distinguishes between the heathens and we, his beloved. All of the heathen shall come down and prostrate before us. They shall beg us, and they shall beg us and said, leave us, you and all your followers. And only then shall we depart, and we shall pass to the midst of them all, and go away at God, our Father's appointed time and hour. 7 years of great abundance are now coming throughout the church, but these will be followed by 7 years of famine, when all the abundance in the church will be forgotten. When the famine has ravaged the land, no trace of the abundance will be found in the land because of the famine that follows it. So utterly severe will that famine be, that the church, as his ecclesia, had been called to glory. The city of heaven means the matter has been reaffirmed by God, and that God will soon bring it about. Thank you, Father Lord, that you have cleansed our blood with the precious blood of the Lamb of the cross of Christ, and put for the life of the body is in the blood, and you have given it to us on the altar for our salvation. Thank you for protecting us from any influence that he, the Satan, the devil, or his minions would try to exert us. So we, this Caravan family, household, and ministries continue to think and speak and act and walk and live in the enforced rhythms of grace. You, the redeemed of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. And in the enforced rhythms of grace, living freely and lightly. Our days being as days of heaven on this earth, there is peace in our walls and prosperity within our palaces. Our lives, our family, household, and ministries, our lands and territories, our kingdoms are at peace. The Lord our God has given us rest on every side, and with long life, the Lord our God satisfies us, showing us his salvation power, the catching away of us, his beloved, the church in the womb. To meet the Lord with the air without our seeing the grave, plus eternal life in the time to come. Father, your name be glorified in each one of us, this Caravan family, household and ministries, lands and territories. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. After supper, Lord Jesus, you took the cup, and again you gave thanks and gave the cup to your disciples and said, take this, all of you, and drink it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant, which will be shed for you and for all, so that sins be forgiven. Do this in memory of me. For as often as I eat my Lord Jesus' broken body and drink his precious blood, I proclaim his death until he comes, and I remain in him and he remains in me, believing in me his Passover mystery, putting out from my flesh the fire of all evils, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, that I live in the greater glory. For I am the church called to glory. For I was crucified with my Lord Jesus Christ. I died and was buried with him and went to hell in him and was raised again to life with him, the Lord my God. So I love you, Lord my God, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength. I love you with all my money and with all my possessions. And I love my neighbor as I love myself. I believe on the name of your Son, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I love the brethren as you have commanded me. I thank you for loving me. Excuse me, as much as you love my Lord Jesus, Yeshua, my blood brother. Lord my God, the honor, the privilege, the joy, the pleasure of your love are of mine, for I am the redeemed of the Lord. I am the righteousness of God. In Christ Jesus, I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Now unto you, Father, Lord, who are able to accomplish far more than all that I could ever ask or imagine by the power of love at work within us. Unto you, Father, Lord, be glory in me, in the church, and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord, for he is good. His grace is abounding, and his mercy endures forever. Father, Lord, I thank you that it is the Lord our God who has given us power to acquire wealth, by fulfilling, as he has now done, the covenant he has sworn to our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, as it is this day. as it is written, do not muzzle an ox while it is stretching out the grain, and a worker deserves his wages. I thank you, Father Lord, that the Lord, walking in the way of righteousness along the path of justice, is bestowing wealth on us, this Caravan family, household and ministries, who love him and making our treasuries full. It is the blessing of the Lord who makes us truly rich, and he, the Lord of hosts, add no sorrow to it, neither does toiling increase it. Thank you, guys. Neither does toiling increase it. So, Father, Lord, I thank you that the Lord brought us his beloved, this Caravan family, household, and ministries out of bondage, out of Egypt, just as he did for his people Israel, loaded with silver and gold, and there is no feeble part in my body. For God's Holy Ghost resurrection power has replaced my limbs and body parts right in front of our eyes without even having anyone to touch me. My Father quickening my mortal body because of his Spirit who lives in me. For Jesus heals all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Amen. I thank you, Father Lord, that for the restoration of my right leg and right foot and my whole body. And once again, I can dance and run. Praise the Lord. And there is none feeble among us, this Caravan family, households, and ministries. For the Lord has restored unto us the years that were taken, stolen from us, and a hundredfold return of all that we have left for the Lord's namesake and for his gospel, plus eternal life in the time to come. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. The Lord is just. He is our rock. In him there is no unrighteousness. And so here's the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee all you powers of the enemy. The lion of the tribe of Judah, the lion of the tribe of praise, the root of David hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Here's the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee all you powers of the enemy. Excuse me, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Here's the blood of the cross of Christ. Flee all you powers of the enemy, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David hath prevailed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus Yeshua is the lion of the tribe of Judah. Victory, our victory, my victory is in his blood, the precious blood of the Lamb of the cross of Christ, the glory of God, whose power no foe can withstand, no foe can get through, under which we remain. For, Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. Lord, you are this Caravan family, household and ministries, lands and territories. You are our refuge and our fortress. You are our God, in whom we confidently trust and rely on. So, Father, Lord, we, this Caravan family, household, and ministries, lands, and territories, our kingdom, we are resting in your goodness, expressed through your faithfulness to your word and to us. For you have exalted your word, all your names, your word above all your names. And heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will never pass away. and through your ability to bring them to pass in our lives. Creation reveals your glory. The sky proclaims the works of your hand. And we are so fearfully and wonderfully made. And through your willingness to do so, for you, if the God has so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that we who believe might not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn us, but that through him we might be saved. And through your loving kindness toward us, Father Lord, for while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And while we were small in our eyes, God, love, exalted us. And through your being an on-time God, true Father Lord, Lord my God, our thoughts are not your thoughts, nor our ways are your ways. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so are your thoughts above our thoughts, and your ways above our ways. But as the rain come down from heaven and do not return there until it has watered the whole surface of the ground, so that your word that comes out of your mouth will not return to you void, but they shall fulfill that which you have sent them to do. And it is written, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the wise man glory in his wisdom, nor let the rich man glory in his riches, but let him who glories glory in this, that they know that he knows and understand that you are God. You are a God who exercises loving kindness, justice, and righteousness on this earth. In this earth and in which you are well pleased. So, Father Lord, this day reveal your glory on this earth. This day and forever reveal your glory in this Kadubang family, household, and ministries, lands, and territories. And let it be known to all that you are God and that Jesus Christ is Lord to your glory, God our Father. It is in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we believe we receive, Father Lord, and not since it is not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord God of hosts, for the beauty of your love, Father Lord. We thank thee. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And my beloved, remember that you are always covered with the precious blood of Christ, and that you are blessed of the Lord and highly favored. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.